Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 4:5 says this. Well, let's back up to verse 1. He said, let a man account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. With me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or judged by you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. Now, we need a revelation of this. When you know the truth, and you know who the real judge is and what's going to happen, it don't bother you much when other people pronounce their declarations about you. Because you know, it doesn't really matter what they think and say. Because they're not the judge. And their little definements and decisions about you carry no weight. Because there is coming a time when there's going to be a real judgment. And there is a real judge. And what he says matters. Not what they say. It gives you a security most people don't have. Well, they said this about me. You need to ask yourself the question, who are they and what does it matter what they said?
Amen.
Because the answer to that will relieve you.
Amen. Come on.
He said, with me, verse 3, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you. Little bitty thing. And verse 4, for I know nothing by myself or against myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Now this is Paul, an apostle, born again, spirit-filled. If this is true about him, it's true about me and you. That he that judges me is the Lord. And he that judges you is the Lord. Verse 5, therefore, with this understanding, judge nothing before the time. Everybody say that out loud. Judge nothing before the time. Let's say it again a couple of times. Judge nothing before the time. One more time. Judge nothing before the time. What time? When? Until the Lord comes. And he will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Now here, when most people hear judgment, it just sounds scary to them. But notice what he winds up with, at this judgment, getting praised of God. The judgment does not just involve pronouncement of guilt and punishment. The judgment involves pronouncement of reward and praise from God. Whew. For faith and faithfulness and service to Him. So there's some folks that don't even know it, that should be dreading that day. But they don't even know it because they don't believe it. And there are other folks who are to be looking forward to that day. And the folks that don't know it, that should be dreading it, they could get right with God and dread it no longer. But it is coming. You know, there was times in Jesus' ministry when the evil spirits would cry out and they'd say, we know who you are. We know who you are. Son of God, have you come to torment us, what? Before the time. They know a time is coming that they will be judged and cast into the lake of fire. But they know it's not yet. And so they were trying to plead their case. You're early. You're early. It's not time. And it wasn't time. Say it again. Judge nothing. Before the time. Now, what time? Read the rest of it. Until the time, we could say, when the Lord will come. And He's going to bring to light hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. Jesus said more than once, He said, there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Didn't He say that? And there's a lot of people who've been evil and thought they got away with stuff because they didn't get convicted and sentenced in this life. But honey, that's not all there is to it. This life is not all there is. Nobody ever gets away with anything. What you can do is be washed by the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Washed by the blood and not be judged because He was judged in our place. But if you don't put faith in that and receive that, there remains a fearful looking for of judgment. Amen. That'll come on those ungodly and unbelievers. Judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Now go with me to 2 Corinthians, please. The 5th chapter. This is a little different than what we've normally have gotten into. It's sobering. It's awesome. But when you know the truth and you're where you're supposed to be, it doesn't scare you. Now, it'd scare you if you didn't. That's for sure. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 6, He said, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. We're not with the Lord in His presence physically or in spirit to spirit. He's here by His Spirit, but physically, His body's at the right hand of the throne. And as long as we're in this body, we're not physically with Him. Verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We're walking with Him by faith because He's not here in the flesh. Right. Verse 8, we're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. Here's revelation. Paul's saying, I'd rather leave the body and be present with Him. That's better than being in the home in the body and absent from Him. Willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Keep going. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us. We must all. Paul's including himself, isn't he? We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in His body when we were here in the body, according to that He has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are manifest to God, and I trust also made manifest in your consciences. Everybody say conscience. We're willing, whether absent or present, we want to be acceptable to Him and pleasing to Him. How can you do that? It comes right back to your conscience. Your conscience. The Lord knows what we know, and He knows what we don't know. And He only holds us accountable for the light He knows we have. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus continuously cleanses us from all sin. But to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. If you know better than you're doing, then you're not okay. Need to repent, right? But the blood of the Lamb makes up the difference in what we don't know, as long as we're walking in the light. He said, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Go over to Romans 14. I'm going to give you a little extra scripture today, but nothing I could say about the scripture would be any more important than the scripture.
That's right.
And let's let this... A lot of people have ideas about the future and judgments, and people have... There's tradition that has broken down different times and different things, but I urge you to question it. Do not just accept what you hear somebody say. Where is it? In the Scriptures. Where is it at? Which is why I want to carefully just read the Scriptures and let them stand on their own. Romans 14. 14 and 4. He said, who are you that judges another man's servant? Two big truths here. Our text is, Jesus said, judge not, that you be not judged. And these things we're talking about today will help us not to judge. Number one, it's not time to judge.
Amen.
Judge nothing before the time. There's coming a time when things are going to be judged. Number two, I'm not to judge. It's not time, and I'm not him.
Amen.
And if it's not time to judge, what am I doing judging?
That's right.
And if I'm not to judge, what am I doing judging?
Uh-huh.
Are y'all with me, friends?
Yes. Yeah.
And when it is real to us that there is coming a time when everything's going to be judged, and the righteous judge will sit on the throne and he will judge. He will make bare and open the intents of men's hearts that you never knew and I never knew. And that's one of the big reasons why we shouldn't judge. We're not qualified to judge. We don't know their heart, but he does. We don't know what they knew and what they didn't know, but he does. So only he is qualified to do this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.